Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Tonight on Nightly Pop, someone was talking about Ben Affleck's teeth. The producers of Armageddon didn't think he was sexy enough, so they made him fix his teeth. He had to go to the gym and a tanning bed.
I like to imagine he went to like his female co-stars and he's like, you guys are never gonna believe what they're making me do.
That's something you would do. Pete Davidson is bringing Kim way back down to earth. They went to an outlet mall.
I just imagine they got to the Camarillo outlet. They're like, are we supposed to park our own car? What the f*** is going on?
He took me to a 5-star hotel. And then in the middle of the night, he needs to borrow cash. $20,000, $30,000.
$140,000.
His life depended on me.
I'm sorry, baby.
No.
If your life depends on it, I guess it's gone. Slide into bed with us starting right now. Pop, Hollywood's new bromance is still going strong because Hunter and Zach are both here. Welcome, guys. And we are sweater strong today for the two of you, too.
Yeah, we are. Also, remember yesterday he said that he gets DMs about me, and then he posted something, and then he said he was going to post the screenshots of what?
Yes.
He was outward about, whatever you send me, I'm going to post on my story.
Yeah.
They did not hold back.
Oh, oh good. So what people sent you about Hunter?
Yeah, I have horny followers.
Okay.
They're very horny, and they're very horny for Hunter.
He tagged me in all of the responses.
Oh, I have to go look at these. Well, this is quite the way to start the show. Okay, you guys, let's get started because someone was talking about Ben Affleck's teeth. He tells EW that the producers of Armageddon didn't think he was sexy enough for the role. So they made him fix his teeth. He had to go to the gym and a tanning bed. So he had to change it up a little bit. Do you guys find this insulting, or would you just go ahead and take the payday?
Poor guy. I like to imagine he went to like his female co-stars and he's like, you guys are never gonna believe what they're making me do.
That's something you would do.
I didn't want to bring this up, but the producers of Nightly Pop have been pressuring me to get a boob job. They said, if you want to take Morgan's spot, you got to get Morgan's top.
It's crazy to me, but I will say this. I feel like Armageddon was one of the movies, I mean, obviously Good Will Hunting, but like he was the star of Armageddon. So I do feel like this was one of his more iconic roles.
Oh, yes.
So I do feel like he probably wanted to do something with his teeth anyway. Like, who doesn't want to do these things anyway? Like, I feel like we all have things on our list that we want to do. Money is the biggest motivator to do those things. Like, so if you're going to do it anyway, why might as well get like a, you know, 7-figure paycheck for it.
Yeah.
I completely agree. And don't look at my teeth.
Stop it. Stop. Yeah. Well, speaking of teeth, I had a little bit of a tooth incident this week.
Yeah, you
what?
Did?
Yeah.
What happened?
I've been on this was me yesterday.
A candied almond.
I've been on a candied almond and spent the afternoon in a dentist's office. Because I had these candied almonds from this hotel I stayed at in New York at the bottom of my purse. You know when you get like a sweet tooth and you're like, I have something sweet in this motherfucker. I went to the bottom, I was like, candied almonds. And I ate two and was like, these are way too hard to be eating.
It's been a little while since you've been in New York though, huh?
Yeah, they've been in there for a little bit. Yeah. And I said, Nina, this is too hard to be eating. And I put them down. And then you know after you put something down for like 2 minutes and you're like, maybe I'll just get one more. And I had one more in my tooth. And I crunched the almond. And you could hear the shell. And I was like, I think this is my tooth. I shattered my tooth. Yeah, shattered my tooth on the side. Called my dentist. He was like, coming in one. I'm already fixed.
Nice.
Which hotel are we sending the bill to?
I really don't feel like this was user error, okay? All right, you guys, let's move on because Pete Davidson is bringing Kim way back down to earth. So according to Dumas, they went to an outlet mall. They bought candy apples and frozen bananas. They had like a nice little regular person date. How do you guys feel about Kim just doing her regular role? I feel like she's always in regular stuff.
I mean, I love when rich people like cosplay being poor people. It's cute. I think, I don't know. It's endearing, I guess. I look forward to being in Kim's spot and not needing to go to the outlet mall.
Right, like some of us go to the outlet mall because we got to go to the outlet mall.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't been to an outlet mall in a long time, but it's always things that nobody wanted at deals that still most people don't want.
You know, I will say, there is an outlet mall in on the way to Palm Springs, and they got some good
like, every once
definitely
in a while.
Worth stopping. No, not once in a while. They have good all the time. There's a YSL there. There's a Gucci there.
Yes, they do.
They have good deals. I've gotten good stuff there. And it's stuff that's in the stores right now.
Yeah, that's not the outlet malls I went to. I went to the one in Camarillo. And that one is no way out.
All right, fine, whatever. But, you know, I'm happy for them. He has her going to Staten Island. They're at outlet malls. I mean, by the way, Pete is not a regular dude either. He's a pretty big celeb in his own right.
Huge,
you know? Yeah. So.
I just imagine they got to the Camarillo outlet. They're like, are we supposed to park our own car? What the f*** is going on?
Man, this is LA! All right, you guys, we can all relate to this. Drake let a friend borrow his Chappelle Show DVDs, and the guy kept them way too long. But good news, the friend just hit Drake up and said you can have them back. It's been 15 years.
Wow.
15 years. Can I tell you guys something? This happened to me. Exact same DVD set.
What?
Really?
Yes. I had Chappelle Show DVDs. I lent them to a friend of mine who's a makeup artist. She had them for years. And I think she found them when she moved and I got them back. And then I think somebody else took them. So I don't even have them anymore. Not that I have anything to play a DVD in, but it's nice to have them. But the exact same DVD set, so it must be a popular one to steal.
I feel like half the viewers are like, what is a DVD? When I lend something out, it's gone. I just accept,
you accept that it's gone,
you know?
Do you lend stuff out, Hunter?
Books, I do, but not...
Really?
Read?
Okay, sure.
Have I not given you books?
Yeah, you've given me books. You didn't loan them.
Yeah, because you haven't given them back yet. No, I think DVDs are one of the best things in the world to loan out because you give it away and then you don't remember ever because who gives a we don't have DVD players.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, this is when the PS5 we talked about yesterday would come in handy.
Oh,
exactly.
You can play a DVD in those.
So it's two useless things.
All right, well, you guys, we're only 12 days into 2022,
oh
and we have
gosh.
Already have an unexpected feud. So Reese Witherspoon posted her life goals for the year. Drink more water, get sunlight, and go to bed by 10 p.m. Well, celebrity chef Ina Garten commented that she'd rather drink more Cosmos, stay up late binge watching TV shows, and stay in bed playing Sudoku instead of reading a book. Which way are we going, y'all?
I'm team Reese. I'm sorry. I did things Ina's way the first half of my life. Did not pan out for me.
Right.
So I'm team Reese.
You're team Reese. You want more sunlight?
Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, God. No, not sunlight. She burns!
Hunter, I feel like you do all of Reese's list already.
Yeah.
Mr. Put my phone up at 9 p.m.
I used to do that. I gotta start doing it again. But I do drink a big glass of water in the morning, and I do the cold water on the face splash.
Mm-hmm. Look at me!
I know. I don't have any of those good habits in the morning. Well, also,
really?
My mornings are very chaotic like today. So, yeah, it's more like, get up! So it's it just goes downhill from there. But, yeah, I just have a little, like, one-minute meditation in the morning, and then I just kind of lay
huge.
There.
That's
huge.
A lot of people don't do that.
That's more than most people.
Yeah, I give thanks in the morning and gratitude. My first thing I do before I pick up my phone. But that,
really?
You know, yeah.
Every morning?
Every morning. And then I thank God for the good day I'm about to have. And then I get a phone call that says,
and you
might have been exposed. No, I'm just kidding. Have a good day. We got to take a break. Coming up, how a Tinder date swindled women out of millions of dollars. Plus, a Married at First Sight star loses his right before the wedding. Next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Nightly Pop, so we have heard some pretty insane catfish stories, but Netflix has a new documentary that takes things to another level. So The Tinder Swindler is all about a man who's named Simon who seduces women with a lavish lifestyle and cons them out of millions of dollars.
He was smart and funny and very impulsive.
I shared my whole heart with him.
And then he asked me if I wanted to travel with him
on a private jet.
I was like,
he took me to a 5-star hotel. He said
we had a special connection.
It felt like stepping into a movie. And then the middle of the night, he said there was something he wants to tell me.
He needs our cash.
$20,000,
$30,000. $140,000?
His life depended on me. That's when police tell me the man I loved was never real.
Oh, Lord. So if you're someone you meet on an app asks you for money, they say their life depends on it. Are you giving it to them?
I've had a lot of, it's actually a recent thing, but I've had a lot of people, like young people, reach out to me on Instagram going, I'm trying to go to college. This, like, even a little bit of money would really help me. And then they send me their Cash App and I just respond like, college didn't work for me. I think you'll be fine. Try the entertainment industry.
Okay, but that's different though. This is someone you have connected with, you're dating on an app, you're connecting, you're talking, and then they say you need to help him with money. I'm sorry, baby.
No.
If your life depends on it, I guess it's gone. No, baby. No. I'm not giving you money. I don't care.
I bought a guy a drink once, and it was the worst experience of my life. No.
My life depends on it. If your life depends on it, you better have somebody else you can call than me.
Yeah.
We just met.
Yeah, you know what I'd say? I'd say, hey, remember that private jet we flew in on? Why don't you sell a little bit of that?
Yeah.
I also love that the first woman was like, I got 20 grand stolen from me. And then the last one was like,
100.
The last one was like, these bitches got 20 and 30 grand stolen from them? I paid for that jet.
Why would you give a man that you don't even know 6 figures? That seems like an egregious misplace of trust.
Well, do we have a picture of Simon's penis?
That's a good point.
It's made people do worse, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, you guys, we have to talk about tonight's Married at First Sight. So the weddings brought some serious emotional roller coaster. So Elijah Wan was getting ready for the big day, and he went from swaggy to sobbing.
Feel clean, feel shocked, feel confident. I look like James Bond. International, baby.
You think you'll take your wife's breath away?
Yeah, because I almost took my own.
There goes that cockiness.
I almost took
my
own.
There goes that cockiness.
So I think I was going to take hers, too. You know what I mean? I got it. Yeah.
You got it. Nervous? You got this, dude. You got this. Dude, come over here.
This is your destiny. This is your story. This is your life.
Sorry. I'm excited, so.
I didn't expect it to go there. I thought when we said he was gonna cry, like once he saw the bride coming down the aisle, I didn't think beforehand was that nervousness, happiness. What were those tears for?
I don't know. I just love watching straight men cry. I wish I could get a prescription for it, like a bottle of straight male tears.
I would love a bottle of male tears at my desk every day.
Yeah.
I'll be here for it.
Yeah.
I think he was crying because he didn't get to wear that nice suit he picked out. You had to switch to some white bullshit. I feel like if you're sobbing this much before you're getting married, you either maybe are with the right person, or maybe you realize you're now on Lifetime Network forever.
Yes.
Getting married to someone you'll probably divorce.
I mean, she is beautiful.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous.
I would get married at first sight.
He looks very happy.
To her?
You would do this? No, you would not.
Depends on with who. The first sight part would be pretty important.
Yeah, I mean, that's my only thing. It's like you're kind of like just kind of rolling the dice with this whole thing.
I do sometimes, I think, especially being in LA where there's lots of options, and there's other cities like this, but I think especially being in the entertainment industry, there is something special like getting set up with somebody and being like, we have to make it work now. This is married first sight. Yeah. Let's see if we can make it work. And there's a lot of like cultures in which that really does work.
It does. You know, I know a lot of friends who have like parents that had an arranged marriage.
Yeah.
And they were together for all those years. But also, you know, things were very different 40 years ago and why people stayed married. And those aren't the same reasons people are staying married today.
Totally. So. I feel like a lot of marriages fail. So you're kind of rolling the dice regardless of if you pick the partner or someone else.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. People change. All right, and this next story is just as ridiculous. Two LAPD officers were fired for playing Pokemon Go. Instead of catching a robber, they were trying to catch a Snorlax, NBC News reports.
A California court upholding the LAPD's firing of two cops for playing Pokemon Go instead of responding to a robbery. A video system in their patrol car captured the officers ignoring the initial report and calls for backup back in 2017.
Oh my God.
For 20 minutes, the officers were recorded driving to different locations trying to capture virtual Pokemon creatures. The officers say they didn't hear the radio calls for backup and that the recordings were improperly used as evidence.
To be fair, that's a very addictive game.
Oh my God. No, I don't know what I'm more upset about. The fact that they lied about not hearing the recording or the fact that they were mad the recording was used improperly.
Yeah, or the news reporter going, it's a great game, Tom.
I feel like this is the best advertisement for Pokemon Go. They're just like, I love it so much, I lost my pension for a Pikachu.
I was happy to hear that this story was back in 2017, because I'm like, who the f*** is playing Pokemon Go right now in 2022?
There are lots of people.
That are still
boomers.
Playing.
They just got it.
There are people on our staff who play.
Are they? What's their names?
I don't want to call them out right
now,
but we talked about it this morning.
I see a hand. Alex! I see a hand.
Seth Taylor, wardrobe plays.
Oh my God. In 2022, Seth, you ain't got time to do this damn rundown. Put your damn phone down, damn it. All right. I played the game when it first came out for like a month.
People travel for this game.
Okay, you
so
know what?
It's bad.
Well, I'm glad they're off the force. They don't need to be there. People with robberies are high in LA as they are. You better catch some real Pokemon.
Apparently, all the big smash and grabs and like the home invasions are because officers are playing Pokemon. So if we can solve this problem, we can really fix
man.
A lot of things.
When I called a popo, I guess it's a different kind this time. Oh well, you guys. We gotta take another break. But coming up, the farm fresh technology that might change milk forever. Plus, because you live with your BFF and their whole family, that's next. Pops, we have scoured the internet and come back with some topics sure to confuse us and our audience. It is time for Hater to Hater. Love it. All right, first up, this woman got revenge in the smelliest way possible. After she and her boyfriend broke up, she started pushing raw fish through his mail slot.
I don't like how much you like this.
Yeah, Nina's taking notes.
This is hilarious. I mean, it's absolutely disgusting. I love that she says, my toxic trait is I put fish through my ex's door. every day. But eventually, like, they gotta catch on, right?
Yes, right away.
I mean, there's gotta be some type of ordinance.
Well, there's definitely an ordinance. You know what they say, revenge is a dish best served with lemon and parsley.
No.
But she says that she did this to make him miss her.
What?
Oof.
Was he missing?
Yeah. But on the we might need more information. Like, what if her ex is like a walrus? And her toxic trait is making him breakfast every morning.
Could just be shampooing that thing. guy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Feeding him treats. All right, you guys, we got to move on. Cute. Two besties, Madison and Kirsten, are dividing people over their bizarre home life. Not only did they get married to two best friends and get pregnant at the same time, but they also moved into the same house with their husbands and are raising their kids together as one giant family. Okay. I mean.
When you have kids, all of your rooms start disappearing. Like, your little office is no longer your office.
Yeah.
And your little gym area you had is no longer your gym. So then to have a whole second family and kids in there, you really lose all your space. You had to be really rich to do this, I think. And then at that point, you don't want to because you're normal.
Really rich to all live together. I feel like you're saving money, no?
Yeah, but then you're spending it on paternity tests because you know that those...
No, that's what I was thinking about. Like, do they...
They're do they do a little swappy swap?
Are they swingy?
I hope so.
Yeah, I think there's definitely been a little toe dipped in the pool.
Yeah.
You know?
Or a penis in a vagina.
All the kids look identical. Like, they look like triplets.
Yeah.
So there's one guy is responsible.
Yeah. Interesting. All right, well, maybe this will probably be a new show on Discovery Plus next year. Anyway, finally, a group of cows in Turkey may have found the solution to the winter blues because they're cooped up during the winter in the cold, and their owner fitted them with virtual reality goggles.
No way.
This is so cute. Following. And now the reality goggles show a summer feel. So not only did this actually calm the cows, but their milk output increased from 5.8 gallons a day to 7 gallons. I feel like we might have found out, this is the cutest thing ever, giving the little cows virtual reality classes.
If you want real milk production out of these cows, you don't show them a sunset. You show them something else, bunch of cud shots, you know, whatever.
Hunter!
I feel like I'm looking at animal testing. Like, this is getting ready for humans. Like, they're seeing what they can manipulate living things to do.
Oh, we're there.
We're the cows.
We're the cows. I hate to break it to you. We tested it for the cows.
Yeah.
Like, we
That's
are
a good
in
point.
It.
Damn. Yeah. Mark Zuckerberg's just off camera being like, yeah, these cows are really having themselves an opportunity.
Oh, my God.
Hey, by the way, I've never done a Mark Zuckerberg, and that was pretty
so good.
Good.
I want you to take us out the show doing your Mark Zuckerberg. You end the all show right. today as Mark.
That is all for tonight. Zach, thank you so much for joining us.
Mark.
I promise you that I am a human. and we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.
Tell them to set their DVRs.
Set your DVRs.
Bye, you guys. We'll be back tomorrow.